Council wins court battle to get flags off lampposts. Raise the Colour activists have agreed to stop raising England flags after a court battle. Ryan Bridge, Ben Cullen and Trudy Wells, as well as Kevin Good, who did not attend court, have said they will no longer put flags up on lampposts in Oxfordshire. Oxfordshire County Council brought legal action against the group at the High Court, winning a ruling to stop people raising flags near highways, saying it involved safety risks as well as trespass and obstruction. The widespread flying of Union and St George Cross flags followed an online campaign called Operation Raise the Colours, has become contentious and several local authorities have removed them from public infrastructure. While some politicians criticised the removal, others claimed the increased number of flags being flown was a result of xenophobia or racism. The County Council said flags had been placed on or near public roads without permission for months, despite a formal legal notice in March and pre-action legal letters sent to individuals last month. Robin Green for the Council told the High Court that Mr. Bridge, Mr. Cullen, Mr. Good and Ms. Wells had been involved. After a short hearing where the group represented themselves and spoke to Mr. Good by phone, they agreed not to put up more flags, not to encourage others to do so, and not to obstruct any council worker or contractor taking them down. Mr. Justa Dexter Dias said another hearing for July the 9th to be attended by anyone wishing to oppose a court order stopping anyone else from putting flags up or obstructing staff. Mr. Green for the council said, "It is the council's case that no authorisation has been given to the named defendants, or indeed anyone else, to attach flags to lampposts, lighting columns, or any other highway structure. So where that has been done, we say it's an offence." He said the council had also wished to pursue an injunction against the named group, but would be happy for them to make a formal undertaking in the court. Agreeing, Mr. Bridge said he had put the flags up in Oxfordshire for about 6 hours in my life. "We did not want to cause any distress to anybody, which has been stated," he said. "I feel it's a sad day for the flag of our country and what it represents." Ms. Wells, who told the court that she had never put up any flags, but was said to have encouraged others online, added, "I'm not going to have anything more to do with the flags anymore. It's not worth it." Councillor leader Tim Bearder said previously, "We proudly fly the Union flag and St George's flag at County Hall, and we fully support the rights of residents to display flags on their own private property."